This is Anime at Fight Podcast Top 5. Our top 5 this week is Top 5 Rivals. I'm your host, David the Zombie, and we have our co-host, Vincito.
Hello!
And our manga specialist, King of Hearts.
What he said.
And our co-host, Gabe.
We're never going to hear from King's dog ever again.
Alright, let's get to our number 5. Let's go to Gabe first.
All right, my number 5, for obvious reasons, is Naruto and Sasuke.
Really?
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was joking when I said that, Gabe.
What? You mean like, where it is?
No. Just go on.
List? All right, whatever.
I want you to explain this.
What?
It's the rivalry.
It's like something that everyone
Why? Knows. What is there to explain?
What? It's something that everyone knows. Nobody doesn't know it. You think of Naruto, you think of how Sasuke fucking hates him, and then you know how they fight all the time, how they kiss. And...
Whenever I think of Naruto, I think of that chapter from Mission School, so
yeah,
I think I'm in the minority on that
irrelevant.
One.
Irrelevant, let's move on.
Alright, let's go to King.
My number 5 is Amuro Ray and Char Aznavel from Original Gundam.
Damn it!
From what?
Now I wish I watched more of the original Gundam.
Well, that's your fault. You should watch it because not so much Amuro, but Char is amazing.
Char's
so,
in the original?
I mean, yes, Char's in the original. What are you talking about?
Okay.
All right. Then
I did not know.
Let's go to Ven.
All right. My number 5, I cannot decide, King. I cannot. It's from Kenichi, and I can't decide between Kenichi Shirahama and what's this? Ryuto or Tanimoto? Where, I don't know, is Tanimoto kind of a rival in that series?
Who's Tanimoto?
He's Hermit.
Oh, no, he's. I wouldn't count him as a rival anymore.
Damn it. That was going to be cool. I guess I'd go with his childhood friend then. Because I really did like. That whole thing they had going on between Kenichi and Ryuto and stuff. And they had a good last fight, so, yeah.
All right.
Pretty much it.
And my number 5 is Penny and Stocking versus Skinny and Nisox. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about those
I forgot
two.
About God. Them, too.
And
God,
I don't know.
Dave.
God damn you, Dave.
I enjoyed the rivalry in that series because they really go to extremes to really kill each other. The action sequences are just so well made, and I think that really did the rivalry really well. Alright, so let's go to number 4s. Let's go back up to Gabe.
Okay. What people would usually think is the rivalry in Code Geass is... I didn't really think it would be. It's not Lelouch and Suzaku, but rather Colin and Suzaku. In the sense that Colin is the ace of the Black Knights and Suzaku's
oh god, that doesn't count. They're not really rivals against each other.
Yes,
well, they had a giant like climactic.
I mean, they're not. You know, they're not rivals.
It's an unspoken.
They just happen to be on. They just happen to be on two different sides.
Yeah, but you know they know each other. They know him. Colin knows him as you know the. What do you call?
Wow, that's kind of iffy.
Well, they do fight a lot. Like they get into a lot of skirmishes.
They're aware
together.
Of who each other, like who they are, like by their, by what their the fuck do you call that thing? And then by their nightmares, they know who they are. And every time they see them on the battlefield, they're like, oh, yeah, you. And they start fighting. So, you know, I don't really see Suzaku and Lelouch as much of a rival because...
Lelouch, of course they are.
He never
That's really like did. Saying L and Light aren't really rivals.
Shut up, King!
That's different. That's a lot different.
No, it's not.
No, God. All right, whatever.
Hi, let's go King. To King.
All right. Wrong. My number four is, speaking of L and Light, L and Light.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Because everyone knows that once you know what happens to L, the show sucks. And it is always about the L versus Light. It is always about that. So that's what made the manga anime good. So, you know, had to put it in there. L and Light.
Of course.
All right. Then let's go to Ben.
All right. My number four is something no one would here would know. I'm giving a little shout out to Beck. Main character Koyuki and that one douchebag Yoshito, blonde haired motherfucker. I said fuck again, damn it. Or just the bands, Beck Mongolian Chop Squad and Bell M? Is that the name? Whatever the fuck their name is. I said fuck again. But yeah, they're just rivals. Koyuki and Yoshito, rivals for the love of the sacred Maho. And the bands, you know, about their rival bands. I mean, the main lead guitarist of Beck and I think the lead guitarist of Bell M are rivals as well. And Koyuki is like one of the main singers, and so is Yoshido of Bell M. So, like, near the end at least. So, yeah, they're pretty good rivals. And they really put a lot of drama in that series. So, I really like them. That's slide number four.
My number four is Natsu and Gray of Fairy Tail. And they've been rivals since they were kids. And they've always been fighting. But they do, like, respect each other in their ways. And I guess you can call them friends, but they still like to fight against each other a lot. And I think that is pretty, like, pretty interesting. So, well, let's go.
If Natsu and Gray Cow King, why don't Tanimoto and never mind. I lost myself somewhere here. Forget it. Let's go on.
Because Natsu and Gray are still rivals, even though, like, to this day. What has Tanimoto done?
Tanimoto gives him, like, a dirty stare and tells him he's going to kill him every time they meet.
That's just his way of saying hi. You should expect that from him now.
Stupid. Whatever. Okay. I guess I'll admit defeat.
All right. Let's go to our number threes. Let's go back up to Gabe.
Alrighty, so my number three from a shaftity shaft shaft show is Hoshi and however the hell you want to pronounce his name, Recruit or whatever.
Recruit? What? Yeah, Recruit.
Yeah, okay, Recruit and Hoshi. Like, it's the stupidest thing ever. All they do is fight over,
I don't know her name either.
Whatever. I love that show. And they were always fighting over her. The stupidest things. Hoshi would always sing and crap, and he's so bad. And, you know, Rick would just beat him with logic, and then he would sing some more and call him a leech and shit. It was so funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. He sold, like, albums and shit.
Yeah, but he's so bad.
Oh, you just don't have a good taste in music.
Whatever. He's a genius. He's... Oh, okay. They're the funniest, right? It's unspoken too. They're never even. I don't think they actually say that they're rivals, but it's just so dumb.
They compete in like everything.
Yeah, everything. Not even just like for the fact that they're fighting over this one girl. They like to fight in everything. So whatever it is, they're so stupid. I love watching it.
All right, then
that's it.
Let's go to King.
All right, my number three is Yugimoto and Seto Kaiba.
Oh my god!
Just scroll the rules. Seto Kaiba has money. But no, yeah, they're pretty good rivalry.
Did you finish Yu-Gi-Oh! The original? Like all the way through?
Yeah, I finished the original.
I had not finished it. I hear there's an awesome battle at the end.
Everyone dies.
God.
Yeah, every time they see each other, they're like, oh, Yugi, oh, Seto, blah, 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 blah. So,
screw the rules, I have green hair.
Screw the rules, I have money.
Alright. Then let's go to Ben.
Alright, my number three, as not said before, is L and Light from Death Note. Yeah, pretty much, you know, ultimate rivalry in that series. fuck, I said it again, fuck Nier, and I don't even care that I said his name
He'll be hating.
You have a fetish for Gabe. I'm sorry.
What? Hey.
Sorry for going against what you like. But, yeah, I liked L. L was like one of the, so good. I loved L. He was like one of my favorite characters in that damn series. I think he was my favorite character. Maybe, yeah, he was probably my favorite character in that series. But what makes me mad is that in the recap episodes, they took out his mask, and I was so pissed. Whatever. Anyway, yeah. Number 3, Alvin Light.
Alright.
Right.
And, my number 3 is Izaya vs. Shijuu from Durarara.
Of course.
Because
I knew you had to have them somewhere.
Ever since they were in high school, they've been fighting against each other. And he's like, Izaya has such a good time trolling Shijuu in his life and making it so horrible.
No, it's the other way. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I keep mixing up their names.
Yeah. And, I don't know. They're made for each other, really.
Damn right. Like, in all those fanfics, they are made for each other. Right, Vincito?
Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, what? Nothing.
Okay. It's so funny how, like, Shizuo, ever since he was a little kid, he was always throwing shit on the ground, crushing it with his foot, and then pounding his fist together, and then, like, he, like, threw a lollipop, and then years later it's a fork, and then it's like a cigarette. It's so funny.
Alright. Then let's go to number 2s. Let's go ahead and back up to Gabe.
Okay, from a show that none of you have ever watched, or a manga that none of you have ever read, Negi and Kotaro from Negima.
The fuck is Kotaro?
You wouldn't know, because you don't read the fucking manga. They're like the best of friends, and all they do is test each other's limits, and they want each other to become stronger so that the next time they fight, they kick each other's asses, and, you know, they just try to keep getting stronger. They're always there, you know, helping each other when one of them gets sad because they're not strong enough or whatever. And, you know, it's just really cool. Probably because it's my favorite manga that I chose them as my number 2. But yeah, I can't really go on because none of you fucking watch this show. Or the manga.
He's not even in the show. Stop lying to people.
He's in the manga. None of you read the damn manga. Fuck you all.
Alright.
Watch the fuck word skip. Oh, sorry.
Then let's go to King.
Alright. My number 2 will be Anima and the Knights. The Beast Knights versus Animus and his golems. Because
those all count as rivals?
Yeah,
I'll that say whole giant group. couldn't you just count Anima and Animus or something?
Well, yeah, Anima and Animus and the people they control. So
I guess it's mostly right.
You know, Anima and Animus. So Anima, Animus, because Animus can destroy worlds with biscuit hammers.
Yeah, Dave, not what Anima can do.
Why haven't you watched this? I mean, why haven't you read this, Dave?
Read
why?
What? Read
Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer.
I've been trying to like finish other series that I really need to finish. Let's go to Ven, then.
I'm going to take a wild stab at King's number 1 here. And I'm going to say my number 2 is the famous Yotsuba and Yanda from Yotsuba and whatever that manga is called. Did I get it right, King?
No.
Fuck. Well, how did you leave them off your list?
That's a good one. I forgot about them.
What in the world? Damn it. Shit.
I was looking for a reason to take off Naruto and Sasuke.
Seriously, if by now you don't know the rivalry between Yanda and Yotsuba, I don't think I have to say anything more than you just have to go read Yotsuba. This guy is like the most evil dude ever, and she's the most innocent 5-year-old curious girl ever. It's an awesome rivalry filled with bubbles and ramen and all that jazz.
And animal stickers and giant cardboard robots. All right, move on.
Yeah, that's my number 2, Yotsuba and Yanda.
My number 2 is L versus Light from Death Note. And I don't know. Whatever's been said has already been said about them. They're pretty good rivals. Like, I like L's not really trying to be the bad guy, but he's kind of like this friendly rival. Like, I guess you can say he trolls Light a lot by being this
troll.
Yeah, he's kind of a troll.
I don't know. What you think he means, he's a complete liar to Light. He doesn't mean any of the things he says. I swear to God.
Else, like,
he wanted to be his friend.
No,
shut
he
up.
Didn't. That was a lie. It was a fucking lie.
Alright. Then, let's go to number ones. Let's go back up to Gabe.
Okay. You guys have never heard this before. You sure as hell didn't hear it 10 seconds ago, but my number one is L versus Light.
Oh! Surprise!
From the very moment that they started through the damn TV, oh my god, it was so crazy. Cat and mouse between, like, the geniuses of the century. It was so good. Yeah. You guys have said, you know, almost everything. What I could say. So yeah, go on.
Alright, then let's go to King.
I'm scared. King's number one's gonna shake the earth. It's not Yotsuba. Right. It's not Yotsuba.
You think of rivalries. When you say the word rival.
Oh wait! I just got it!
Think of rival, rival, loser, rival. Ash and motherfucking Gary fucking Hope. Gary fucking Hope.
Fucking Oak.
I can't believe
Gary fucking Oak. That's right.
King, you gave us two hints before the show. One of your characters started with A and the other one started with G, and I couldn't put the pieces together to save my life. I feel so ashamed right now.
God.
Come on. When you think of the word rival, you know, this is your rival. He's been your rival since you guys were babies. What is his name? His name is Gary. That's right. His name is Gary.
You know why? Because when you gave me the hint, I didn't know, because I always named him, like, asshole or whatever.
Exactly.
It was going to be, like, A and A, so I was like, A and G, wait, that doesn't make sense. I never named him Gary. Who the fuck named him Gary? He was like, butt face or some shit.
But yeah, he's, you know, maybe just the Pokemon rivals in general, but the one that started it all was Gary, so Gary.
Gary's still the best Pokemon rival. That's
riding around in convertibles with his cheerleaders. Come
stealing
on.
Bitches and badges like an asshole. Bitches and badges. Damn. Holy crap. That's a good one.
But yeah, that's my number one.
Very nice.
Then let's go to Ben.
All right. Well, it should have been Yotsuba and Yanda. But I will take the high road here and I will say another top five topped by Legend of Galactic Heroes, Reinhardt, Von Lohengrin, and Yang Winley from Legend of Galactic. I know it's fuck, man. Yeah, you know. Whatever. And Yang Winley and Reinhardt, two of the most, I think they're the genius military strategists in that anime. Smartest fucking guys when it comes to strategic fights. They have an incredible space battles like in that fucking anime where you honestly don't know who's gonna win, and you really don't like, both characters are fucking amazing, you love them both to death, so you don't really want either of them to lose since they're on different sides of the war, which is sad, but it's what makes the anime so great. Legend of the Japanese Heroes, where they wear ninja masks. Such a great parody. But yeah, Legend of Galactic Heroes is fucking great. Top in this all up the place. But yeah, Yang Winley and Reinhardt, fucking amazing. Number one.
All right.
What's your number one, Dave?
My number one is Mugen versus Jin from Samurai Champloo. And like, from the moment they meet each other, they already are trying to like kill each other. And it's awesome. And throughout the series, they're just rivals, like, slashing up swords and trying to kill each other at every moment they can get. It's awesome. But, yeah. No blues lyrics. I'm not that big of a Code Geass fanboy. Oh, you're funny. Okay.
I've seen Code Geass make a comeback to your list, like, a few times before. Oh, whatever.
I have
honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions.
Okay.
Yeah. Jack Rock on.
Oh God.
And Negi. I'm not kidding. There's a chapter in the manga where it's really cool. Nobody fucking reads that manga. Who listens to the show? They like fight and he's always training him, and then they finally get to like have the biggest fight in the world, and trying to be on the same level as each other, as equals. Then you know, can't tell you 'cause the fucking thing. Whatever. They're a really good rivalry if you really know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I had another. Oh yeah, Yotsuba and Yanta. There, that's the rivalry. That's the other one I don't want to mention. And another one, Yang Wenli and that blonde guy.
That blonde guy.
Reinhardt.
You mean the main character of the series?
Yeah.
Okay.
My top honorable mention is Yotsuba and Yanta, because you know, holy shit. Groundbreaking battles right there.
Of course. Battles for ramen and bubbles.
I'm done.
Who else? King?
Gary Oak and Ash. That's it.
All right. Of course, Scanny Knee Socks and Panty and Stocking, mostly because of Scanny Knee Socks. Who else? Bash and Knives from Trigun. You guys haven't met Knives yet, but Knives is pretty cool. So, and of course Yanda and Yotsuba, because it takes a grown man to be a rival to a 5-year-old.
I still find that great.
Gary fucking Oak.
What about you, Dave?
Haruma and Hanai of School Rumble. They are.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too, but I don't know. I mean, all I really remember from School Rumble is that one wedding scene where they fought.
No, they fought a lot during the series. Like,
I know they did, but that's the one scene I remember where they're like really big rivals and they fight like a giant big fight, like Dragon Ball Z fight stuff. Energy blast everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll also say Vegeta and Goku.
Of course, Ben.
They need to get in here somewhere. And no, I thought King was going to say it, but apparently he just opted out of it. Responsibility.
What?
Vegeta and Goku.
I told you Vegeta and Goku.
You did? Wait, did you?
Before the show.
Oh, okay. Before so you didn't have to. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, Vegeta and Goku.
All right. And that it?
Bitches and badges. Alright, I'm done.
Okay, then. I guess we're going to wrap up the show. This has been Anime Ultralight Podcast Top 5. Thank you for listening.